We now begin Maseches Avodah Zarah. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1-1. And the first topic of our Masechta here is how to relate to idolatrous society, and specifically how to deal with activities that surround their holidays, their pagan holidays. And the primary concern we're focused on initially here in the opening Mishnayos is that the thought is that if a pagan holiday is coming up, and this idolater is going to be, you know, celebrating and maybe offering, you know, whatever to his idol. If he's had good things happen to him, so then he will essentially praise his idol for those good things. And therefore, a Jew who somehow benefits this idolater right before his holiday will prompt the idolater to have reason to give thanks to his idol and ascribe that those good events to his idol, which is... one isn't allowed to do. Now, the technicality here, the pashas is a durabbanan. There's a pasuk in Shmos, Perk Chav Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel, which says, V'shem Elohim Acherim, the name of foreign gods, Lo Yishama Al Picha. Now, although the intent of the pasuk is explicitly for Jews to somehow cause a idolater or a non-Jew to swear in the name of an idol, the rabbis seem to have extended that to also just have the idol's name even be spoken out in the context of praise without swearing. So therefore, the Mishnah is going to lay down certain rabbinic enactments which limit a Jew's interaction with the idolater and around his holiday, so that the Gentile idolater won't have reason to speak the name and praise the name of his idol. So says the Mishnah, Lifnei Eidehen shel Ovdei Kochavim Shlosha Yamim, 3 days prior to the onset of their festival. The word Eidehen is an unfamiliar word. The word Eid, with an aleph here, is actually found in the Psukim in Ha'azinu, in Devarim, where it says, Karav Yom Eidam, the day of their destruction is near. So Eid is something like, expresses some destruction or catastrophe, and therefore Eidehen something of a opted for euphemism, a cacophism, to, you know, speak negatively about their holiday, a negative term for their pagan festival. So 3 days prior to their holiday, asur lases v'lases imahin, one's forbidden to do business, to buy or to sell or buy from a idolater, lest he ascribe his financial success to his idol and praise that idol. And we're talking here 3 days before. So that means if, for argument's sake, say the holiday is on the 15th of the month, it would mean we're talking about the 12th, 13th, and 14th of the month. It'd be forbidden to do business with them, in addition to the 15th itself, of course. Also, lahashilan velishol mehen, to lend to an idolater or to borrow from an idolater in that window of the 3 days prior to the holiday, or the holiday itself, is also forbidden. You can't lend to them because then they'll have stuff which makes them happy. You can't borrow from them because then they'll rejoice in sort of being, you know, lording over the Jews, and the Jews are dependent upon them. Lahalvosan velilvos mehen. Similarly, one may not lend money to them or borrow money from them for the same kind of rationale. Worth noting, it is going to be permitted to lend at interest, because then they're not really rejoicing on that financing. And also, lefaran ula veliparat mehen, and also to pay them back debts, because then they'll be enriched, or to receive payment from them. Now, to be repaid, for the idolater to repay the Jew in this window of time is also forbidden. And the idea is that he is going to be rejoicing the fact that he's no longer, you know, burdened with debt. And that brings him joy, and he'll ascribe that joy to his idol again. So that would be reason for praise. Now, the bartender speaks out that the halacha would be in this case, even if we assume this is all lamaisa, which, as I'll speak out later on, it actually isn't, but if it would be even lamaisa, the Mishnah didn't have in mind to prohibit collecting on a debt which is not enforced, not covered by some enforceable contract. Meaning, if the Jew doesn't have an enforceable contract, he would be able to allow himself to get repaid and collect on his debt during this window of time, because the alternative is maybe he'll never collect on his debt, and we're not forcing a Jew to lose money for this derabban of maybe the idolater will praise his idol. Whereas if the Jew has an enforceable loan contract, that's what the Mishnah has in mind. He therefore cannot collect because he'll collect on it later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifra'in Mehen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the idolater, you're allowed to collect your loan from your idolater because Mipnei Shehut Meitzar Lo, because paying back the debt means the idolater has less money in his bank account, makes him sad, and that not lead to him praising his idol. Amr Lo, but the rabbis disagree, and they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afal Pisha Meitzar Hu Bachshav, it's true that at the moment, at the instant, it hurts to give back the money that one owed, but Sameachu L'achar Zman, shortly thereafter, he'll rejoice in the fact he's no longer burdened with debt, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. And that will mean that, according to this, the Chachamim, even if on the day itself of the holiday, one can't get repaid on a debt from an idolater, because a short time later, you know, an hour or two later, still on the same holiday, he'll ascribe his feeling of relief from the burden of debt to his idol and praise the idol by name, etc., which one isn't allowed to prompt to happen.